I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Lake Memphremagog straddles the border between Vermont and Quebec and provides drinking water for a substantial part of Sherbrooke. But after a recent sewage spill near Newport, notice to Canadian authorities had to make its cumbersome way through official channels. There's a quicker text alert system, but it depends on recipients to sign up, and it may not be compatible with international phone numbers. So, wastewater program manager Amy Polacek says the Department of Environmental Conservation is developing a new approach.
For who do we contact and under what circumstances that, you know, we propose and take to the Canadians and they tell us that they are in agreement or they would like to know more in these types of events.
Border rivers like the Missisquoi will also fall under the new reciprocal agreement. Enrollment declines at many New England colleges during the pandemic are putting further pressure on financially struggling institutions. The New England Commission of Higher Education says the number of full-time graduate and undergraduate students plummeted by more than 20% this September, compared with the previous year, at more than 24 colleges and universities across the region. Meanwhile, hockey families will be off the ice for a while in New Hampshire and Vermont after the governors shut down skating rinks because of several outbreaks. Vermont Governor Phil Scott says players will be asked to wear masks when play resumes. A hiker set off to hike the country's oldest long-distance trail this fall, not only to immerse himself in the wilderness, but to create art along the way. Wildlife and wilderness artist Rob Mullen is now nearing the end of his 272-mile month-long journey from the Canadian border down the length of Vermont and over the state's highest mountains to the Massachusetts state line. His long trail expedition and art is raising money for the Vermont Wildlife Coalition and the Green Mountain Club, which maintains the long trail. Today's Eye on the Sky forecast, valley fog burning off, sunshine mixing with increasing high clouds, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.